For KSMU's ongoing series, Making a Difference, I'm Mike Smith. Tomorrow morning at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium, a 5-member coalition led by the Community Foundation of the Ozarks will release the 2017 Community Focus Report. The CFR is a biennial report card of sorts for Springfield and Greene County, assigning blue ribbons or red flags representing successes or challenges, strengths or weaknesses seen within the 11 areas studied in the report.
We continue to do the report every other year as a guide for the community, because it helps us make some decisions about how do we use limited resources in the most effective way.
Jonathan Groves is an associate professor in and chair of Drury University's Department of Communication. Jonathan Groves is also the facilitator of the 2017 Community Focus Report.
What we're trying to do is look at solutions. The report still does blue ribbons and red flags for every chapter. That part hasn't changed. What we did do a little differently this year was, instead of having blue ribbons and red flags overall, what we decided to do, we referred to them as community themes.
Each of the 11 chapters contained within the 2017 Community Focus Report fall into one or more of the report's 6 themes: poverty, mental health, continued collaboration, sustainable funding for community needs, infrastructure development, and civic engagement.
Once we had the 11 chapters, what we wanted to do is synthesize that and say, what are the themes for our community? What do we know about our community that seems to be working, and what do we need to do to improve that? How can we become better as a community? That's really the goal.
The 11 chapters of the 2017 Community Focus Report connected to those 6 community themes are arts and culture, business and economic development, citizen participation, community health, early childhood, education, housing, the natural environment, public order and safety, recreation, sports and leisure, and transportation. And with something new this year, each of the 11 chapters has a citizen comment section organized by Missouri State University communication students using the online bulletin board app Padlet.
The best way to explain Padlet is kind of think about a website that has sticky notes on it.
Didem Karoglu is an instructor in the MSU Communication Department. In the spring of 2017, Karoglu's COM 449 Communication Programs class compiled citizen comments for each chapter of the 2017 Community Focus Report.
How we promoted this was we created a Padlet link, and then we created a Facebook page for this Community Focus Report group, and we also created a Twitter account. We had a KY3 news story appear, and we were on radio, and so our students actually used social media to reach out. So it was a different ways of reaching out to the community. So we posted the link, and people started liking the page, seeing the tool, and then they started commenting away.
Brian Fogel, president and CEO of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, says tomorrow's release will serve in part as a celebration.
We just thought, for the first time, really, let's celebrate the things that we have done as a result of the Community Focus Report and talk about the difference those programs are making. And there's some remarkable outcomes from several of the programs that will be highlighted on Tuesday. Those various efforts of poverty alleviation and degree attainment and things like that that contribute to a better quality of life. And we said, this year, let's focus on those. Let's focus on those programs that really are making a difference.
There are improvements across the board, which is encouraging as someone who lives in this community.
Again, 2017 Community Focus Report facilitator Jonathan Groves.
The commitment to community bonding activities through arts and culture, parks and recreation, the park facilities continue to improve, volunteerism continues to go up. You see the community collaborating as much as it always has to try and tackle some of the problems facing the community. That's always very encouraging. There are a lot of educational initiatives that are going very well with the Springfield School District, collaborations with business to get students good training and get them ready for the workforce. That's going better. There are quite a few successes.
Even though Tuesday's public gathering at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium will celebrate the blue ribbons in each of the report's 11 chapters, Jonathan Groves says the Community Focus Report's red flags in each of those chapters remain calls to action on issues facing our community.
I think we can all look at the crime statistics in our community and see that there's a slight upswing there. We all know that there's an issue in the community related to the opioid crisis. We can look at the fact that at the state level, we are seeing cuts in the state budget, which affects the budgets of our nonprofits and our government agencies. Those are all real issues that we're going to have to figure out.
Community Focus Report facilitator Jonathan Groves says work on the 2017 CFR began in the fall of 2016 when Gene Twitty was named chair of the steering committee. Meetings were scheduled and schedules were set.
Each committee would gather a bunch of people related to that topic area. Like in the public safety sector, we had representatives of the Sheriff's Department, the Springfield Fire Department, the Springfield Police Department. And then they would collect data around that issue and then compile a chapter for the report. The main steering committee would review it, offer some feedback, try to find some common themes or note what was going on in their various chapters so we could kind of see what was happening at more of a 10,000-foot level.
Tomorrow's Community Focus Report release event is from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium, where hard copies and links to online editions of the report will be released. It's hosted by the Junior League of Springfield, which since 2004, along with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, the Springfield Greene County Library District, and United Way of the Ozarks, has funded the biennial report. Also at tomorrow's event, tickets will be available for a special screening and discussion of the film Resilience, a documentary on the science of adverse childhood experiences. The free screening will be at 5:30 tomorrow evening at the Moxie Theater. Tickets will also be available at the door. For more information on the biennial Community Focus Report, cfozarks.org. For KSMU and Making a Difference, I'm Mike Smith.